You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
Hey, Minor fans, it's time once again to talk UTEP football. 600 ESPN El Paso, Van Wagner, and Bud Light are proud to present UTEP Football with Scotty Walden. UTEP Football with Scotty Walden is sponsored by Bud Light, Hunt Companies, Pepsi, by Sarah Farms, Superior Copy Machines, Truly Nolan, and by Wind Supply El Paso. Now let's head out to Dead Beach Brewery in Central City to join Coach Walden and your host, the voice of the UTEP Miners, John Teicher.
Hello, Miner fans. Thanks for joining us. Nice to have you along. Welcome to another season of UTEP football, and welcome to the premiere, the debut of UTEP football with Scotty Walden. It's your one and only chance to hear from the Miners head coach each and every game week during the football season. And what a whirlwind it's been since the first week of December when Scotty Walden was hired as UTEP's new head football coach. And now Coach Walden and his staff and his players are getting set to make their debut for the 2024 season in Lincoln, Nebraska, against the vaunted Nebraska Cornhuskers this Saturday at Memorial Stadium in a game you'll hear beginning at 12:30. Our coverage starts right here and actually on our sister station, 95.5 FM KLAQ. So for the next hour, we talk UTEP football with Coach Walden and with you. If you're anywhere nearby, we invite you to come on by and join us here at Dead Beach Brewery. We're delighted to do our first show here. We're at 3200 Durazno in El Paso's Central City. If you're coming from the east or the west side of El Paso, take the Copia exit and then the Durazno Avenue location is just south of Interstate 10 off of Copia, and find 3200 Durazno Avenue, and that's where Dead Beach Brewery is. And we'll be here till 7 o'clock talking UTEP football with you and with Coach Walden. So much excitement for the 2024 season, and much to get to as the Miners get set to open their 107th season of football with so much promise and so much excitement this coming Saturday. Let's not waste another moment. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Coach Walden will join me and join you on this debut edition of UTEP Football with Scotty Walden. Nice to have you along. Back after these words from Dead Beach Brewery, this is UTEP Football from Van Wagner.
No matter how extreme the temperatures get in El Paso, the Complete Champion line is equipped to take on the toughest conditions. So whatever the season brings, you can depend on a Champion to keep you comfortable. Every Champion unit is designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States. Visit the Find a Dealer tab to locate your nearest local Champion dealer at windsupplyelpaso.com and learn how you can significantly reduce your energy costs. Wind Supply of El Paso is a proud supporter of UTEP Athletics. Go Miners! Serving the Paso del Norte community for over 50 years, Superior Copy offers best-in-class business technology solutions and services to help businesses succeed and grow. Superior's hardware and software solutions and managed print and IT services help maximize cost savings, empower data-driven decision-making, and minimize environmental impact. Superior is your go-to partner for any business looking to thrive in our tech-driven, data-driven world. Call Superior at 915-533-9821. Find them online at SuperiorCopyMachines.com. Go Miners!
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy has eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact, every bite is better with Pepsi.
Hunt Companies and the Woody and Gail Hunt Family Foundation are proud supporters of UTEP and our Borderplex region. For over 7 decades, Hunt has helped support those initiatives that provide a better quality of life for El Pasoans, help develop our economy, and make us a more competitive city. Initiatives like La Nube, our new Children's Museum and Science Center, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, the El Paso Zoo, and UTEP Athletics and Scholastics.
We're talking UTEP football with Scotty Walden, 600 ESPN El Paso.
UTEP football with Scotty Walden as we come your way from Dead Beach Brewery at 3200 Durazno Avenue, just off Copia and I-10, as the Miners get set to head to Lincoln, Nebraska on Friday in the 2024 season opener against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Again, a game you'll hear starting at 12:30 on our sister station, KLAQ 95.5 FM from Memorial Stadium. Well, it's been nearly 9 months since Scotty Walden was hired as UTEP's football coach back the first week of December. And here we are. It's time to play a little football. How are you?
That's right. I'm great, guys. Hey, how about this? How about this great crowd at Dead Beach, man? Can we give it up for this crowd? Right? Give it up for yourselves being here tonight. Come on, Miner Nation. Man, want to shout out Jason Hunt, Dead Beach Brewery, real quick before we get started. And just want to thank Miner Nation for showing up tonight. We are honored to have you guys here tonight. And hey, I hope everybody's ready for some football.
Obviously, you're excited. Are you nervous? What are some of the other emotions as we're, less than 72 hours away now from kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, every year I do this, no matter what. I mean, I think there's always a level of anxiousness or nervousness, you know, like, when you go into it. Because I think when you do something you really care about, I think, like, being passionate about what you do, right? I think that there's always going to be a little level of anxiousness, nervousness, you know, as you go into it. But honestly, it's more so just I'm really anxious to see, you know, what we have, you know. And I feel like I have a good idea of what we have as a team, because I know what these guys, the investment they've been putting in the past 9 months. And, you know, we had a heck of an offseason, a heck of a spring ball, heck of a summer, and fall camp was grueling. And we put them to the ringer. And, you know, for our guys to come out the way they've come out, I'm really excited of where we're at. So I'm just excited to get out there and get to play a football game again.
I'm absolutely amazed at what you and your staff have done to get from that early December date to this particular time. And I can't imagine the hours and just all the planning that's gone into getting to this particular point. Sure. When you take a job, as you did at UTEP, What are the first few things you got to do? What are the priorities?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of have this 90-day action plan kind of listed out of things that are the top priority of what I want to get done. The first thing was I wanted to meet with the players, you know, and I did that as soon as I had, you know, kind of just logistics, had the press conference that day, then the next day I want to meet with the players, because to me it's all about player relationships. And, you know, we got to get in front of those players. We got to set the culture, set the standard. In that meeting, I wanted to just voice in that – Dagner, remember that first team meeting like it was yesterday, just talking about, hey guys, I just want to tell you, you know, I just want to earn your respect, and I hope you'll give me a chance, and then here's the things we're going to be about. And just to lay that foundation down, and I'm so proud of our kids, so proud of our guys, because laying that groundwork that day was really important, and they've done a great job of staying true to that and adhering to that and understanding where I was coming from, and then I wanted to understand where they were at. And meshing that together. So the number one thing, the priority for us, was the players on campus and making sure that we laid our foundation of what spring was about to be like. So, hey, buckle up when you get back in January. And, man, the kids came back and attacked it. And then the next phase, obviously, because when I got hired, you know, the guys that got done with exams and they went home, and then it was on to recruiting. So that became the top priority, is to fill the voids, because when we took the program over, I think we, between seniors and portal, before we took the program over, I think there was 40-plus players that had departed the program. So we had a lot of spots to fill. So, you know, for us to bring in around 40-some-odd kids in the mid-year, I think speaks to the relationships our coaches have built. The thing we're seeing is when you recruit a young man, heck, man, that relationship matters, because he may go to, heck, Notre Dame. He may go to wherever. You name it, all across the country, right? But you've got a relationship with him in case he hops in that portal. And so, like, you know, that really paid dividends, and we were able to kind of grab some guys to bring them here with us. And so recruiting was critical. But then the other part, when, you know, in the middle of recruiting, was getting out in the community, you know, getting out, meeting people, meeting our donor base, meeting our alums, you know, talking about, you know, how can we make this program better? How can we you know, change the culture? How can we, you know, earn respect as a program, right? And so that's been critical for Callie and I. And obviously the priority was getting her here. You know, that was my 5-star recruit, was getting Callie and our boys Luca and Maverick here. You know, and we're very blessed. Yeah, you guys, give it up my wife being here now. Come on now, I got to give a shout out. Come on, thank you, babe, for being here.
And, of course, Maverick was born right here in El Paso.
Yeah, Maverick. So Callie, when we took the job, was 36 weeks pregnant. Maverick, our baby boy right there, was born at Las Palmas, man, right there next to the stadium. I tell people, just when I'm standing on the balcony of the Sun Bowl, I tell all the recruits, yeah, my son was just born yonder past that mountain over there, just over that mountain. some of them think he was born on the mountain, but he was born over the mountain in Las Palmas. But and then my son Luca is 4 years old. We're very blessed. After recruiting died down, that was the five-star recruits I had to get here to El Paso. I'm glad they signed the dotted line and committed. Very excited to get our family here.
Setting and establishing a culture is just so absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? How did you do it?
Yeah, so number one, it started with that first meeting, laying out, you know, we work off what we call the minor culture pyramid. If you come to our facility, you know, you'll see, there's a big graphic right outside that locker room that shows the pyramid. Now, that's cool and all, but the bigger part is defining that culture for the kids, right? Words on a wall don't mean anything unless you have substance behind it, right? And so the biggest thing for me was to lay out, hey, this is what our culture is from the ground up, our program foundation from Chase the Lion all the way up to our ultimate goal is to win the West, right? Those things, not only having those things on the wall, but defining them. And so we had a lot of meetings in the spring where we didn't even talk football. We would take, you know, our position meetings, and instead of that, we would install our culture. We would define, hey, you know, what Win the West is, why it's important. Hey, you know, what overcome and adapt means, what chase the line means, code blue, our core values, you know, our four-way test, you know, as well. Like all of these aspects of our culture, which, you know, I know, and I certainly appreciate, you know, our media team did a great job. You know, hey, Coach, can you define these? I really appreciated the opportunity to get on social media, define these for our fans, because they're not just things that I want our players to know. I want our fans to know that we're about. They're not just words we're throwing out because they sound cool. They're things that we live by. And I think carrying those things out, showing them on tape, and then giving tangible examples every single day, that's the bigger piece, John. It's not just, hey, this is what it is. Okay, everybody got it? Write it down. It's when you have opportunities to teach it in a real-life setting. You know, I'll never forget, we had a couple players early on when I got here go out on their own. And it was one of our D-linemen, Sione. We had like two or three other guys that went with him. And, man, they went out and they bought some food for the homeless that were like kind of around campus. And I saw it, like they, you know, came back, told me. I showed the team, you know, because they had a video posted on it. And I showed the team and I was like, hey, this is unselfishness, which is one of our core values of Code Blue, right? So, like, being able to show those tangible examples, to me, is the ultimate way that you build a culture.
You've also got to get buy-in, particularly from the players that you inherit that are already a part of the program. How did you and your staff go about doing that?
Yeah, which, number one, I want to just thank our players, man, for giving me the chance. And the buy-in has been unbelievable. You know, usually when you take a program over, you know, I obviously did it at my last place. There's always somebody that's like, hey, Coach, we used to do it this way. We used to do it that way. And change is hard for everybody. Change is hard for players, for coaches, for admin, for everybody. And, you know, our players from day one have, you know, listened to, you know, my message of culture and what we're going to be about and given me a chance. And that's all I asked them. I said, guys, I pray that you just give me a chance in this deal. And they've given me a chance. And I think the thing that they see is just the genuine authenticity is probably the biggest thing, John. It's just being able to tell them, hey, this is our brand. This is who we're going to be about. This is what we're going to be about. And then living that out consistently daily, I think that's what has allowed them to buy into it. And knowing that we're not cutting corners. You know, I mean, anybody from our best player on the team to the walk-on, you know, is held to the same standard of excellence, right? So, you know, we have a best player that comes in late to a meeting. You know, he's handled the same way that the walk-on, you know, would be handled. I think the first time that they saw my staff and I handled that, I think they, you know, said, okay, these guys are for real, and they really mean what they say.
You also had to put together a coaching staff. You had to put together a support staff, which you did very, very quickly. Talk about that process.
Well, it's you know, this is different for me because, you know, Austin Peay wasn't my first head coaching job, but, you know, my first head coaching job when I was 26 at East Texas Baptist. I don't even know if I remember that year because I had no clue what I was doing, right? And I still don't. I'm still trying to figure it out. But you know, when I was a head coach then, and then when I became the head coach at Southern Miss, you know, that was an interim job. So the staff's already put together. When I'm 26, I know nobody, right? So I'm trying to start my tree, right? So I knew a couple people, but other than that, I'm trying to start the tree. And then when I got the Austin Peay job, I had a better tree, but that was my first time assembling my staff in totality. And then, you know, going through the 3 years of Austin Peay of coaches taking other jobs and having to, okay, interview new people and hire new people, you know, it was much more seamless this time in terms of bringing my staff with me and the guys that I work with. I feel much more comfortable with my tree, my network. And I think that's just, you know, as you gain experience in the coaching world and you get older, right, you connect with people, you learn who would work well with you, who wouldn't. And that's been instrumental. But I want to thank our coaching staff. You know, we have members of our staff here tonight. You know, I have Gino Gigliotti, our DPP, Buddy Odell, our general manager, Robbie Matus, DFO chief of staff right here. Thank you guys for cheering for them. These guys, the rest of my coaches aren't here because they're game planning for Nebraska, right, trying to find first downs, touchdowns, and sacks and interceptions, okay? So if they walk in, I may send them back out. I may shoot them back out, okay? So, you know, these guys picked up their family, right, moved across country to come here to El Paso, Texas, and they didn't have to say yes. You know, they could have chose. Some of them had other job opportunities. Some of them could have stayed at Austin Peay, whatever the case might be. But they chose to come here with me, and I'm forever grateful for that.
And they are as bought in, not only your coaching staff, but your support staff as well. They are as bought in as you are.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. And that's, you know, when you talk about a culture, John, you know, one thing we talk about is the four-way test. You know, obviously I don't have time to go through, like, our whole pyramid in detail, but one thing I'd like to touch on that goes to that is our four-way test. Coaches must believe in coach. This is, you know, I'm old Texas. I'm a Texas high school football product, guys. I was born and raised on Friday Night Lights. I love it. I can't get enough of it. Born in Fort Worth, Texas. And, you know, Gordon, there are so many coaches in the state of Texas that could easily be college coaches. I mean, the level of coaching in this state is second to none. And obviously a famous coach in the Texas high school ranks is Gordon Wood. And Gordon Wood had a great process. And his process was this. And I stole it. And I tell you, when I learned it, I was like, hey, let me tell you something. If I'm running a business, if I'm running Dead Beach Brewery, if I'm the owner of a bank, this is my process for building an organization, a program. And it's coaches must believe in coaches. Coaches must believe in players. Players must believe in players, and players must believe in coaches. If you have those four things, you got a chance to win. And every championship team I've coached and I've had a blessing to be a part of has had all four, not two, not three, not one, all four. And when you have a culture of belief and unity that permeates from the support staff down, it can't be, you know, even the you know, the janitor's got to be bought in. You know, like we showed up, man, I was, you know, I had a conversation with our secretaries. Like, hey, like, we got to talk to the janitors about cleaning that bathroom, because that, guess what, that official visitor comes in and his mom goes to the bathroom looks bad. Hey, mama's going to be like, hey, do they really care about this place? Everybody matters. And, you know, it goes back to, heck, Jim Sinner says it best, every person makes a difference. And that's what it is. And everybody has to be unified in what we're building and what we're doing. And the support staff exemplifies that, and I'm beyond grateful.
And, again, concurrently to establishing a culture, hiring a staff, you got out on the road, you to start with, and then your staff, and signed a class in less than 2 months that you believe is maybe the best that UTEP has ever signed, and is the number one class, was the number one class in Conference USA.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's something I'm really proud of, and it speaks to the city of El Paso. Yeah, give it up, guys, because it's because of you. I mean, with all sincerity, all my heart, when we bring kids to El Paso, if I had a dime for every time somebody said, wow, I didn't know El Paso was like this. Now, I'd be a millionaire, man. I mean, the parents, the moms, the dads. We go out to eat somewhere. I'll never forget. We were eating at State Line. We took them to State Line one night, the recruits. And we're sitting in this back private room. It's quiet, just having casual conversation. And this lady, and I wish I knew her name. If I knew her name, I wouldn't put her on blast. It was pretty awesome, though. I didn't want to give her a shout out. But she comes around the corner. And she just yells, "Go Miners!" And we're like, "Whoa, what's going on, lady?" And she's like, "I'm a season ticket holder for 40 plus years, and I've been in the Sun Bowl every year. I can't wait for this season." All the parents wouldn't stop talking about that. All the, like, people, you guys don't realize what that does for recruits. Because if I'm a recruit looking to play FBS football, I'm a parent. I'm not sending my kid anywhere where they're not passionate about their school, their community, and their football team. And that just exemplified the passion that we have for this place. And we are so thankful for you. That's why when we brought recruits here, that's why we, guys, and when I took this job, I want you to know how many times, and I know you've heard it, I've heard it, how many times I was told, well, coach, like, hey, congrats on the job, but you can't recruit out there. Like, good luck. You're going to have to go all transfers. You're going to have to go. You can't. There's no way that you're going to be able to sign a three-star, four-star kid in the state of Texas to stay there. And I say bull crap. And we've proved that myth wrong already in 2 months because of you, because of this town, and because of our coaching staff. Our coaching staff There are times we're getting home at 2 a.m., whatever. And I know, I'm not saying that for anybody to feel bad for us. I'm just saying, I want to say that in the you know, you have these coaches' wives that are staying up all night with kids, and our coaches are up there doing photo shoots, up there doing official visits to bring the best level of recruits to you so you can watch them play and we can build a winning program. And on paper, John, it is the best ranked recruiting class in school history and in conference history. And as of right now, too, which is pretty cool, you know, this came out yesterday. As of right now, our next recruiting class, they're not signed yet, the next recruiting class, as of right now, we have the number two ranked recruiting class with 16 commits in Conference USA right now, okay? We're only behind them Bulldogs from Ruston. I got to feel like we're going to catch up them old boys, okay, pretty quick.
How often over the first nearly 9 months that you've been here has 24 hours not been enough in a given day?
John, huh? It still ain't, brother. It still ain't. Oh, my gosh, it still ain't. I need those days to be 72 hours, brother. 100% have a chance, 100%.
All right, I got three questions for you. How many of you enjoying the conversation so far? How many of you enjoying the food?
Oh, no doubt.
How many of you enjoying the great brew, huh?
No doubt.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And Dead Beach Brewery is the home of El Paso's craft beer, brewing beer locally for nearly a decade. They're open and ready to serve you. Visit their tavern right here at 3200 Durazno Avenue for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Tuesday through Sunday, open from 9 in the morning. Yes, they're open for breakfast until 10 p.m. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. We're going to begin to break down the 2024 UTEP football Miners as we continue on the debut of UTEP football with Scotty Walden from Dead Beach Brewery. This is UTEP football with Scotty Walden from Van Wagner.
When it's the hottest day of the summer. But it's the hottest day of the summer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to pest control, you need to have a championship team on your side. We won't fumble like the competition. Truly Nolan will get your home's pest defense lined up and truly protected. Call 800-GO-TRULY or visit trulynolan.com to schedule a free inspection and get $50 off pest or rodent control. Truly Nolan is a proud sponsor of the UTEP Miners Athletics and is family owned since 1938. Game on!
For 19 years, Border City Ale House has been the best place in El Paso to watch all the games. Whether the game is televised or streamed, the Ale House will have it. Newly remodeled, the Ale House has over 30 beers on tap, 20 HD big screen TVs, and 3 giant projector screens. Hungry? The Ale House has a great menu featuring large wings, half-pound burgers, and a whole lot more. Cold beer, a full bar, and delicious food, and all at fair prices. Border City Ale House, where you want to be.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
It's UTEP football with Scotty Walden on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Welcome back to the premier edition of UTEP football with Scotty Walden from Dead Beach Brewery at 3200 Durazno Avenue. I want to remind you, next week we'll be at our other new location, Border City Ale House at 1650 Lee Trevino. And we'll be there from 6 until 7 o'clock next Wednesday. That's actually 1506 North Lee Trevino. And that's in the Town Hall Center on Lee Trevino at Border City Ale House next Wednesday, talking UTEP football in advance of the Miners' home opener against Southern Utah. All right, we talked about establishing a culture. We talked about hiring a staff. We talked about recruiting. And obviously, you got to put together a football team that you can practice with in the spring through the summer and obviously into your first season that begins Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah. How do you do that?
Ooh, loaded question there, John. First off, I want to thank you for the address next week, and I'm glad you said that because I'd have showed up here and I'd have been wrong, man. All right, so I don't want to show up the wrong place. I'm glad you said that, brother. Good reminder right there. But, you know, so – you know, building a program, right, building a team, you know, we have put a premium on reps, right? And, you know, I said this the other day. This is a pretty cool stat. I was charting, obviously, you know, we have a quarterback battle going on, and I was charting Cade and Skyler's, you know, attempts, you know, from spring to summer to fall camp, right? And, you know, if you come to our practices, you know, our practices are extremely fast-paced, intense. We do not have a lot of time for talking and walking. I mean, it is all rep-based because players get better by playing the game, not standing around. And so we've been able to get our ones all the way to our threes and fours reps. And the stat that was pretty cool that my, you know, shout out to Coach Avina, my assistant quarterback's coach, he showed me is these guys have attempted like somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000 passes, okay, in from spring all against the defense now. So you're talking about that's almost, you know, five seasons worth in the course of, you know, today I counted it. Today was our, since I've been here, is our 38th practice. If you count the OTAs, we had 14 OTAs, 15 OTAs, so it'd be 53 essentially practices, if you will. It's all about reps. It's all about building depth. You know, we want to build this thing, you know, with not the ceiling in mind, but the floor in mind. And what I mean by that is, I think to be a quality football team at the FBS level in the Conference USA, when I was at Southern Miss, that was something that was really big. I learned from Jay Hobson is building quality depth, you know, making sure that, you know, your depth is ready. And I know people talk about the portal. Well, that guy could leave, you know, they could all leave. I get it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you have to build the team with the mindset of the future and the floor, not the ceiling. Meaning, you know, if we have an injury happen at the top, our floor doesn't drop from the ceiling all the way to the bottom, right? Our floor drops here, right? And we can still go sustain and play quality football with our twos and threes.
Is there another team in America that you believe practices the way the minors do? I have been so impressed. And you talk about building reps. And it's not just the ones. It's not just the twos. Through the spring, through the summer, into fall camp, and even now as the season gets ready to start, it's not just the ones, the twos, but the threes and the fours. They're all getting reps.
Yeah, they're getting reps without compromising the looks that the ones and twos need to get. And I'm a firm believer in that. Like today, for instance, right? We got done with practice. Instead of, hey, ending practice, people walking off the field, we just took our threes, we don't use the term scout team. Scout team to me is a derogatory term. It kind of gets a bad connotation. We call it a developmental squad because we're a developmental program. And I know, like, that's not a bad thing. Like, that's what gets my chili hot, all right, per se, all right, when coaching, all right, because when you develop people and you develop players, that's the ultimate benefit, man, of being a coach. And that's the thing that gets me excited. And so when we talk about developing players, we took our Devo squad, our developmental squad, and we got them 5 to 6 reps in team post-practice against each other today, right, as opposed to walking off the field. So like J.P. Pickles, right, my young freshman quarterback, he got 5 extra reps today that over the course of, think about, you know, we have the season go through, you know, December, January, right? That guy's going to build up about 300 extra team reps that normally he would not get. So we're all about trying to find advantages with those guys getting reps. And it's kind of unique, too. Like, when we do Devo Squad, we trade GAs. So the belief in that is when our Orange Swarm defense goes to serve the offense, right, we actually trade GAs so the GAs and QCs are calling our defensive calls as opposed to Nebraska's calls. So, like, Nebraska, like, our GAs don't go over and say, all right, guys, we're going cover 4 or we're going cover 1. They go over and they give that terminology to our defense, right, in the terms that we speak in, because it's all about the vernacular and it's all about building the program and the team. So, like, that safety that's over there on the Devo defense is hearing our calls for the whole season. So he's not on Devo squad, and the whole year all of a sudden we say, hey, cover 2, cover 3, and then we go into spring ball, and then we're trying to teach him the terminology. Oh, coach, I've been hearing cover 2, cover 3 for the past 6 months. No. He's been hearing what cover 3 is, what cover 2 is, what quarters is in our system, and now that kid can go play. It's all about, we want to build this thing for the long haul. We want to build consistency, not short-term intensity, right? And that's a part of, I've said this when I took the job, I have the mindset, our staff has the mindset of building a program and not a team. A program is something that's longer lasting, not temporary, and that's one way that we believe in that.
All right, since you brought up the quarterback position.
Oh, baby.
Everyone that's sitting here at Dead Beach Brewery, and everyone that's listening on 600 ESPN El Paso is wondering who's going to take the first snap at Memorial Stadium when the Miners take the field offensively against Nebraska on Saturday. Now, this is your radio show. It could be your opportunity to make a splash on your premier radio show. Do you care to reveal who's going to be under center or in the shotgun to take the first snap in Lincoln on Saturday?
John, you just volunteered yourself to be a part of our recruiting visits, because that was one heck of a pitch, brother. All right, right there. You're a heck of a recruiter. I'm not sure that I've got enough Dead Beach Brew in me real quick to reveal that, man. Nice try, though, man. But, no, hey, I do seriously, though, I want to talk about that a lot because Cade McConnell and Skylar Locklear, guys, I've been a part of quarterback battles, and this is, honestly, the closest one that I've been a part of. I mean, literally going from spring – and you look at it, you know, Skylar, the unique thing with Skylar is this is his third year in the system, right? So we recruited Skylar from Clayton, North Carolina. All right, he's a young man that drove 10 hours to come camp with me. And, you know, this guy's 5'11", 190 pounds. I'm thinking, you know, man, this guy's a little undersized. His film was awesome. I mean, his film is elite. He's a great scrambler, has phenomenal arm strength. And, you know, the unique thing about Skylar that I couldn't stop, you know, thinking about was this. In his high school career, he was 24-3 as a high school starter. He started for 3 years. Excuse me, let me take that back. He started for 3 seasons and lost 4 games in his high school career. The kid's a winner. He's won it everywhere he's been. And so he comes to work out for me, and I'll never forget when I first saw him throw. He has kind of a unique motion. It's not
a lot of different arm angles.
A lot of different arm angles. So, honestly, something that I hadn't really recruited in the past. But man, he gets that ball from point A to point B. One of the quickest releases I've been around. And so we signed him, and you know he came in, and obviously it's his third year in the system. And Cade, who is you know one of the best leaders that I've been around, one of the just most phenomenal young men that I have been around, and I'm blessed to coach him every day. You could see early on he's trying to pick it up. Skyler's ahead of him because he knows what's going on. But then all of a sudden, you see Cade just start picking up and start to battle that, right? And it's been really cool to see that back and forth. They are the ultimate competitors. But I want to give those two guys a shout-out because when you go – anyone that's been through a quarterback battle, that can get toxic really quick, right? It can be egotistic. There's egos involved. There's a lot of things. And there's not one time I've walked in that meeting room and those guys – have handled things in an immature manner. They have been the ultimate professionals in this competition, and that's why, honestly, it's going down to the wire. I promise you, it's not something that we've just been dragging our feet on. It's something we evaluate every day, and it's really close. And like I said, I anticipate an announcement being made, either tomorrow or Friday. I've been really impressed with, how they've handled the game plan. I wanted to, as close as fall camp was, I wanted to see, okay, how do these two guys handle a game week, right? How do they handle especially Cade going through a first game week with me and seeing how he handles all the install, third downs, red zone, but also the amount of install that we've thrown on Skylar and just seeing how he handles the volume, because the past 2 years he's been in a backup role. So how does he handle that, in fighting for a starting quarterback battle? I can tell you this, a lot of people, say, the old adage, if you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got one. That's that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, we have two quarterbacks that I truly believe that we can go win with. And obviously, I've got to pick one and roll one out there on Saturday. But both these young men, it wouldn't surprise me at all if both of them played this year to help the Miners. I think that they both have a great skill set, and I'm really excited about that position, and I'm honored to work with those guys.
Among your other skill players offensively, a lot of new names, a lot of new faces, a lot of new talents, many of them coming with you from FCS Austin Peay, but the one characteristic they all have is they make plays and they can all run. And that's one of the things you talked about right away.
Yep.
When you first got to El Paso and at your introductory news conference, we will recruit speed to UTEP.
100%. We're huge believers, in track times. You know, there's not a receiver that we recruit or a receiver that plays for us right now that did not run track in high school. You know, I got a saying, if they didn't run track in high school, all right, they either don't, A, they don't like to compete, or B, they're slow. And so if you ain't running track in high school, especially in the state of Texas, there's a red flag. We want guys, and I'll take a guy, and this may be a, just a preference thing here, but I will take a guy in a heartbeat. When our DPP and GM will tell you, when we look at receivers on tape, I could care less if they know how to catch or not. And people think that, well, a receiver's got to catch a ball. Listen, I can teach them how to catch a football. The route running, I think it's extremely overrated, all right? You know, he's a great route runner. That's usually an indicator that he's slow. That's usually like, he's a great route runner. Oh, you're compromising because he's slow. I don't want to – look, out of high school, I don't care if they can run a route because I'm going to teach – we're going to teach them how to run routes in our offense. And we're firm believers that you know, we've had a lot of success with that. But they got to be able to run, and we will teach them, okay, how to catch, and we will teach them how to run routes. But I can't teach them how to run fast. I can't do that, okay? That's God-given. That's developed. I can't teach a kid how to run 4.3, but I can recruit a kid that runs 4.3, and I can teach that kid how to catch. That's why, like, we've had some steals on some kids that are maybe undersized, maybe guys that don't catch the ball well in traffic or whatever that people say. We can teach them all that. We can drill all that. But what I can't drill is somebody – I can't snap my fingers and make a kid run 4.4. It doesn't exist. So, you look at our receiving corps, Cam Thomas – 10.5 in high school. Kenny Odom, 10.5 in high school. Trey Goodman, 10.7 in high school. Jaden Smith was like a 10.8 in high school. Wandami Davis just won the state championship in the 200 meter. He's a true freshman. Even go to Shea Smith, who just ran a 22-200 meter. He's a quarterback. Our defensive backfield, you know, those guys are going to – they got to be able to run, okay? We have a saying in our shop, you know, if you show me a slow player, a stiff player, you're showing me a bad player. So we are firm believers in recruiting that speed, and I'm really excited about the speed and talent that we have on the field.
I think Miner fans are going to enjoy watching all of those guys you just mentioned, and yeah. Jaden Smith, another Ooh. Who caught over 70 balls last year and played against Austin Peay at Eastern Kentucky. Yeah. Jaden Smith wears number 3 as well. Yeah. They're going to watch all of those kids making plays and their ability to do so this fall.
Yeah, unfortunately, John, I feel like 67 of those 70 catches were on Austin Peay because he absolutely diced us up. That's a cool thing about the portal as well, right? Like, you play against a great player, and he dices you up, and he gets in the portal. You're like, hey, I remember that guy. And that's we guarded Jaden for 2 years. And Jaden, I'll never forget, we're on – it is third and stinking goal, all right, at Eastern Kentucky last year. We got him bracketed. We got a guy inside. We got a guy outside. And his famous route, he loves running slants. He loves running whips. I mean, he's just a good route. We knew what he's going to run. And the Joker runs a slant route and breaks inside. And we knew it. And we had two guys there. Didn't matter. Touchdown. We go to overtime. Thank goodness we won the game. But God dog, man, let me tell you, Jaden Smith is a heck of a player. I'm blessed he's a Miner now, and we ain't got to guard him this year. I'm glad he's on my team.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the 2024 Miners, who are less than 72 hours away from kickoff. We're at Dead Beach Brewery, which isn't just about craft beer. It's also about craft food, from delicious chilaquiles made with a house green salsa to craft sandwiches, burgers, and delicious pastas. Visit deadbeach.com for the full tavern menu. We'll continue from Dead Beach Brewery after these words from Van Wagner. This is UTEP Football with Scotty Walden.
Pizza just goes better with Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Pizza.
Thank you.
But don't take our word for it. In fact, don't take any words for it. Crispy and cheesy, paired with delicious and refreshing. My mouth is watering already. Ooh, too high. Yeah, we've all been there. Every bite is better with Pepsi.
Hunt Companies and the Woody and Gale Hunt Family Foundation are proud supporters of UTEP and our Borderplex region. For over 7 decades, Hunt has helped support those initiatives that provide a better quality of life for El Pasoans, help develop our economy, and make us a more competitive city. Initiatives like La Nube, our new Children's Museum and Science Center, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, the El Paso Zoo, and UTEP Athletics and Scholastics.
Serving the Paso del Norte community for over 50 years, Superior Copy offers best-in-class business technology solutions and services to help businesses succeed and grow. Superior's hardware and software solutions and managed print and IT services help maximize cost savings, empower data-driven decision-making, and minimize environmental impact. Superior is your go-to partner for any business looking to thrive in our tech-driven, data-driven world. Call Superior at 915-533-9821. Find them online at SuperiorCopyMachines.com. Go Miners!
When it's the hottest day of the summer. But it's the hottest day of the summer. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. when the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're talking UTEP football with Scotty Walton. 600 ESPN El Paso.
Welcome back. Is the season's first edition, the premier edition of UTEP football with Scotty Walden, continues from Dead Beach Brewery at 3200 Durazno. And for fresh beer made here in your hometown of El Paso, visit Dead Beach Brewery. From lagers to brown ales, IPAs to stouts, Dead Beach beer is brewed fresh right here at 3200 Durazno Avenue. Saturday, the Miners open up at Nebraska against the Cornhuskers. Again, coverage begins at 12:30 with the Longhorn Distributing Countdown to Kickoff show on our sister station, 95.5 FM KLAQ. Join former Miner Cole Freitag, Mondo Medina, and yours truly for all the play-by-play coverage. We've talked a little bit about the Miners offensively. Before we move over to the defense, I want to talk a little bit about the offensive line, which I think may be, and you may disagree, be one of the biggest question marks about this UTEP football team heading right into the 2024 season. There's so much that needs to be developed in terms of chemistry and playing together. You brought a couple of kids with you that started with you each for 2 years at Austin Peay and Brennan Smith and Isaiah Wright, and obviously they'll lead the way. How is that group coming along?
Yeah, no doubt. And before I get to O-line, John, I want to give a shout-out to any Texas high school football coach watching this. You were kind of talking about us kicking off, and it made me think, man, hey, you know, this week is the first week of Texas high school football, so shout-out to all our El Paso high school coaches and all the coaches across the great state of Texas kicking off their seasons, too, this week.
And, of course, here in El Paso, too.
No doubt, baby. Oh, no doubt, 100%, man. That's going to be great ball in the 915. Going to be a lot of fun. But to answer your question about the O-line, I think on the outside looking in, you know, definitely the, you know, O-line would be the, you know, the question mark. But honestly, like, if you look at the offense, we only return essentially two starters on offense. So the whole offense, in a sense, you know, we don't return a lot of starters or production in terms of what was here last year. When you look at the O-line, we will have five new starting offensive linemen. And anytime you have that, that is obviously a challenge. But I'll tell you this. I said this to Brett Bloomquist today, who does a great job covering our program. You know, I don't, when I go to practice, when I go to walkthroughs, when I go to meetings, I forget that. You know, I forget that. You know, I forget that they, all five of these guys have not started together because they do such a great job. Ryan Stanchek, our all-line coach, I think is, you know, one of the great ones in the game, and he does such a great job of making the game simple for our guys. And I think those guys have a lot of confidence right now. And you go over from Isaiah Wright to Ivan Escobar, you know, to Brennan Smith, to Otis Pitts, to Luca Matamoros, to, you know,
A true freshman
who is just killing it. Juan Camacho from Bowie High School, who's
right,
killing it.
Yep.
You know, he's doing a great job. And then you got R.J. Whitehead, and you got several others sprinkled in there. Those guys, man, you forget that they haven't started a game because, you know, sometimes, you know, they act like and play like seasoned veterans. I really love the mesh of our offensive line right now. They're big, they're physical. I think I told you this in the spring. That was actually a bright spot that they picked up the offense so fast. There's little things that within our system that, you know, we're playing fast. We're trying to snap the ball every 12 seconds. That is a different world for an O-lineman because we are not sitting up. The last thing we're going to do is sit up there and try to ID 47 things, safety rotation. Hey, we're IDing this guy, IDing that guy. Man, we start doing that, man, I'm hanging my call sheet up, man. We ain't doing that. All right, we're playing fast, put the ball down, spot the ball. We have our base rules, we go. And then situationally, you know, we're gonna be able to slow things down and target what you need to target. But I want these guys playing fast and fierce, and that's what Ryan Stanchek's got them doing right now.
Fearless, fast, and physical.
Fearless, fast, physical, brother. That's the epitome. And if we don't have that on the O-line, then we ain't got nothing. It all starts with that offensive line. They're the cornerstone, the backbone, and I couldn't think of a better leader to do that than Ryan Stanchek.
Speaking of fearless, fast, and physical, your defensive coordinator, J.J. Clark, embodies all of those characteristics and more.
Yes, he does. He does. You know, J.J. is, I think, one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. I have no problem saying that. I think he's Just one of the best leaders of men that I've been around. He, you know, his wife Samantha and their kids, they're precious. They have a beautiful family, but he leads with his family and he leads his linebacker room and he leads the defense with integrity. And we hired JJ when I was at Austin Peay. You know, his father is actually the head strength coach for the Detroit Lions. He's been, you know, he was the head strength coach at A&M, been the head strength coach up in the NFL for several years, was at Seattle. You know, you ask JJ about his background, he's lived all over because his father has been a strength coach all over. And, you know, going all the way back to Texas A&M days with R.C. Slocum, you know, he was the head strength coach at A&M when they had those guys. And, you know, he just has that strength coach mentality on the field. You know, he gets after it, but he's honestly one of the smartest football coaches I've been around. You know, he embodies what we want to build and have on our orange swarm defense, which is that fearless, fast, physical mentality. But, you know, we have a saying on that side of the ball, you know, we don't run to the football, we hunt the football. You know, running, you know, is to use Coach Clark's analogy, running is like a dog running after the mailman, right? You know, aimlessly. You know, we are hunting with intent on that side of the football, and that's something that I love, that the mindset that Coach Clark brings. He's done a great job leading our staff over there, leading our kids. And, man, I know we talk about the offense a lot, obviously, because, you know, I'm an offensive guy and I call the offensive plays, but, you know, I spend a lot of time with our defense as well and our defense, and getting to see Coach Clark work and what he's building, you know, in our defense over there. You know, we want to create a complementary football program. You know, I think, like I said, the offense kind of gets put at the forefront because of me, but man, we are here to build a program, not just an offense. We are here to build a complementary football team. So that means the offense complementing defense. We do a lot of things in our structure that do that, and coach, you have to have a defensive coordinator that is in it with you, right? That understands what we're trying to build, and it's not just one-sided. And man, he and I converse every single day, communicate about the needs of each side of the ball, and I absolutely love working with him because he's intense, he's a competitor, and man, let me tell you, you're going to see a defense that hunts the football and a defense that attacks the quarterback and is multiple in all facets, and I'm very blessed that he's leading our defense.
You know, it all begins defensively on the line of scrimmage, and the Miners, yeah, I think, have some veterans, some accomplished veterans. In fact, a couple of returning all-conference players, Mo Westmoreland, as Miner fans know, returning first-team All-Conference USA selection. Devin Gorey was an All-Conference player at Missouri State, transferred to UTEP. Yeah. And, of course, Sione Tongahua and Kadarian Johnson, veterans who both played in rotational fashion for the Miners up front last year.
Yeah, you know, I think the D-line is definitely one of the strengths of our defense, you know, in terms of not only talent but depth, right? You know, Sione just won our first annual Trench Warrior Award, which, you know, if you guys have heard me speak on that, we save a single-digit number jersey for a D-lineman every single year because we want to create a culture up front where, hey, you know, opposing O-lines, opposing offenses look at that D-line for the UTEP Miners, the Orange Swarm, and they see that single-digit number, and they know that's a bad dude. He's the baddest D-lineman in our program. He's fierce on the field, off the field, in the weight room, and Sione earned that. And Kadarian Johnson, I think, you know, is extremely just underrated. He's so good with his hands, so quick off the ball. And then you go to Bo Westmoreland, who we all know, which that was, you know, we talk about recruiting. That was our biggest five-star recruit sign, you know, because that kid, you know, that young man, and just so you Miner fans know, that young man could have gotten the portal and probably gone anywhere in the country. And he told me and told our staff, I want to stay here and I want to finish as a Miner in El Paso. And that right there shows you just the level of loyalty he has. We've had dang near every NFL team come through already to look at him. He's a pro in every facet of the word. He's extremely talented pass rusher. And we feel so good about the depth. You mentioned Devin Gorey. I think Devin, when we got him out of the portal from Missouri State, originally when we get in the portal, what we want to do is look at Texas high school football players to bring them back to the state of Texas. And Devin is from Denton Geyer High School. For those of you in the state of Texas, obviously know the prominence of Denton Geyer High School and what a great program that has been over the past several seasons, winning state championships, competing for state titles. And Devin knows how to win. You know, I truly believe you have to put a premium on recruiting young men from winning programs because winners know how to win. That's the bottom line. And if you're a winner, you know what it feels like to win. You know what it looks like to win. And Devin knows that, and he's going to be, I think, a force in this conference. And then you go down the depth, man. We signed some kids. A freshman right now that's really peaking for us that we love is Echo Taylor from Keller Fossil Ridge. I think he has been phenomenal. Jalen Jones from Beaumont Westbrook.
Boy, does he look
the part. Oh, my gosh. Man, let me tell you, man, he is special. And it's cool that Mo is in that room with Jalen and with Echo. And so Echo and Jalen are learning from Mo every day. So that's just so cool to see. We talk about building that program, John. That's what I'm talking about, building the program for years to come. And I'm excited about that room. And then Kyron Duhon from Humble Summer Creek High School. You know, Humble Summer Creek was the first Humble ISD school to play for a state championship. Kyron was instrumental in that. And just unbelievable player. Ashton Coker, Katie Taylor. That young man is balling. I mean, I'm so excited about him. Tavita Tafuna, who's got so much experience as a UTEP minor. Quinzavius Warren. I'd go down the list. You know, we are very blessed to be literally, we feel like we have somewhere between 8, 10, and potentially 11 D linemen that can rotate in that group. So that is a really strong group for our Orange Swarm defense.
We've got a largely rebuilt linebacking core, but I want to go to the secondary right now. We've got a couple of veterans in A.J. Odoms and Oscar Moore that are at the top of the depth chart, but I'm excited about a couple of kids you brought with you from Austin Peay and Corey Chapman and Xavier Smith, and of course then you've got Jalen Shelton, who came to the minors from Texas State.
That's right. Yeah, so I'll start with Corey and Xavier, and even touching on AJ Odoms. You look at what we just talked about, you know, recruiting players from winning programs, right? AJ Odoms, Spring Westfield High School. Obviously, he was here when I took over the job. So phenomenal job by the previous staff recruiting him. Thank God, because he's a heck of a player. He is Spring Westfield High School, who state champions, winners. He's the ultimate competitor, man. He might be undersized, but he's the ultimate competitor. Then you look at Xavier Smith, Langston Hughes High School in Atlanta, Georgia. We got him out of the portal from Colorado. He became a freshman All-American for us at Austin Peay, and then came with us to here to UTEP. All of the ability in the world, length, size. He was a quarterback in high school, which I love. But Langston Hughes High School in Atlanta, I know it's, you know, pretty far away from here, but just those you don't know, state championship program competes every year. And he was a quarterback for that program. Corey Chapman. You know, this school pretty prominent in Alabama, Hoover, Alabama, Hoover High School, one of the most winningest state champions in the state of Alabama. Corey is an unbelievable leader. He was named captain. Xavier Smith, he and those three guys, just unbelievable competitors. I'm so excited about them. And then you transition to Jalen Shelton. You know, Jalen, it goes back to that portal thing, guys. I told you, you know, we recruited Jalen Shelton all the way back when I was at Southern Miss. He's out of West Rusk High School in East Texas. And Jalen, you know, I recruited him at Southern Miss. He told me no. We get to Austin Peay, he told me no. And finally we get to UTEP, he told me yes. Okay, so third time's a charm, okay? But Jalen, you know, when people come to practice, you look at Jalen Shelton, he's got an NFL body, an NFL pedigree, 6'2", 200 pounds at corner, and he can run 4.4. He's built almost like a linebacker, but he's the length and the size that you're looking for at that position. And I'm so excited about his maturation level. I really love our defensive secondary. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention guys like Oscar Moore, Landon Hullaby, who we just signed out of the portal from Texas Tech. You know, Mansfield Timberview High School. You know, Oscar Moore from the Fort Worth area. And you go to a kid that's really just blossoming for us too is Lance Russell, man. Lance Russell, who was here in the program. His father played running back for the New England Patriots. An unbelievable pedigree. When I walked in the weight room to watch our team work out in December, I'm like, who is that guy? He has got all the size and the speed to be an elite safety, but he's a hybrid guy that we love.
And we'll talk about members of the linebacking core next week and as the season progresses.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a place to host your next event, Dead Beach Brewery offers private event space like nothing else in town. Anything from corporate mixers and meetings to birthday parties and special occasion gatherings, Dead Beach can host intimate to large-scale private events. Learn more at deadbeach.com. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and we come back. We don't want to neglect our opponents on Saturday, our season-opening opponents, the
Definitely
Big
not.
Bad Huskers of the University of Nebraska. We'll be back to talk about Matt Rule's crew with Coach Walden when we continue. From Dead Beach Brewery, from Van Wagner, this is UTEP Football with Scotty Walden.
For 19 years, Border City Ale House has been the best place in El Paso to watch all the games. Whether the game is televised or streamed, the Ale House will have it. Newly remodeled, the Ale House has over 30 beers on tap, 20 HD big screen TVs, and 3 giant projector screens. Hungry? The Ale House has a great menu featuring large wings, half-pound burgers, and a whole lot more. Cold beer, a full bar, and delicious food, and all at fair prices. Border City Ale House, where you want to be.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold white filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
When it comes to pest control, you need to have a championship team on your side. We won't fumble like the competition. Truly Nolan will get your home's pest defense lined up and truly protected. Call 800-GO-TRULY or visit trulynolan.com to schedule a free inspection and get $50 off pest or rodent control. Truly Nolan is a proud sponsor of the UTEP Miners Athletics and is family-owned since 1938. Game on!
No matter how extreme the temperatures get in El Paso, the Complete Champion line is equipped to take on the toughest conditions. So whatever the season brings, you can depend on a Champion to keep you comfortable. Every Champion unit is designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States. Visit the Find a Dealer tab to locate your nearest local Champion dealer at windsupplyelpaso.com and learn how you can significantly reduce your energy costs. Wind Supply of El Paso is a proud supporter of UTEP Athletics. Go Miners!
It's UTEP football with Scotty Walden on 600 ESPN El Paso.
Welcome back. Want to remind you that Dead Beach Brewery is available at a grocery store near you. Stop into your neighborhood Vista Market or Albertson stores to pick up Dead Beach six packs as we continue with our debut show from Dead Beach Brewery at 3200 Durazno. Again, to remind you, next Wednesday we'll be at Border City Ale House, 1506 North Lee Trevino in the town Hall Shopping Center, and we'll talk UTEP football once again prior to the home opener between 7 and 8 o'clock. Miners open up against the Nebraska Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. It'll be the 397th consecutive sellout every game since 1962. What have you done to try and prepare for the environment on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've been cranking up. I apologize to any professors or anybody on campus, but we've been cranking up that noise at the Sun Bowl, so forgive us. We've been trying to get our team ready.
We could hear it all the way in Brumbolo this morning.
Sure. We cranked that crowd noise up to 10 today. I shout out to my man Robbie. That was his call. I'll put it on him right there. But we've been doing that. I'll tell you what, it was really good simulation of that because it's going to be, we know, 10 times louder than that. But you have to be able, especially with all the new headset communication and stuff. You know, if you guys are familiar, we have a, you know, I'm able to talk to the quarterback now. Coach Clark's able to talk to the defensive players. And that communication shuts off at 15 seconds. So in case that happens, right, if the offense is holding the ball, they're in the huddle, and they don't want the defense to get the call, that communication will shut off. So you got to be great with your signals. You got to work that procedure. And, man, you know, there's nothing you can do to simulate it. You just got to get out there. You got to be poised. And you got to trust your training and go out and execute.
You know, obviously it's a matchup of Conference USA UTEP against the Big Ten's Nebraska Cornhuskers, one of the great programs in the history of the sport. And understandably, there are folks that are wondering how you would approach a matchup like this. You said something very interesting at your press conference on Monday. You said, we do not prepare, I do not prepare to fail, I do not prepare to lose.
No, and we never will. We never will. I don't think that's fair to your program. That's not fair to this city. That's not fair to our team. And, you know, here's the deal, man. You know, we know we're playing a great opponent, but I view it as a phenomenal opportunity, and so does our team. And our team's excited to play. Like, this is what college football is all about. So when those kids take that field in front of 100,000 people and they're playing a historic, legendary program like Nebraska, and you walk in there and you see all the national titles, you see the conference titles, for us as coaches to not prepare for that and not to give our best, I think that's wrong by the kids. You know, we are going to prepare and play to win in every game we play, whether we're playing Alabama, Tennessee, Nebraska. You know, you know, I say why not us, right? Why should we have a mindset to go in and cower down to anybody? We should have a mindset to go in and to go be aggressive and to go be us, and we're not going to be dictated by anybody. Now, certainly we have to cater our game plan to our opponent because we're playing a great opponent. We're playing a defensive line that's going to be probably as good as we see. We're playing a quarterback who is as talented as anybody we're going to see, even though he's a freshman. They've got receivers that can run, great backs, you know, phenomenal size on the O-line, but you know, this program, you know, we're talking about having a fearless, fast, physical program. You know, this program's not going to back down from anybody. You know, we're going to go step out in front in that arena, and we're going to go compete and put our best foot forward. And you know what? We're going to see what that scoreboard says at the end.
What are you most concerned about your players' ability to handle on Saturday, would you say?
I just think that, you know, as coaches, number one, we got to do a great job of organizing and minimizing the game plan to where they can digest it. Understanding that, hey, we can't be overcomplicated because not only is this a lot of guys' first time running the offense or defense, but on top of that with the noise added, right? But I want to see our team be able to handle a diverse offense, diverse defense. This is such a good test. I cannot think of a better game one for us because
– best defense you'll probably see all
best
year.
Best defense we'll see all year, like by far, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, you've got eight returning starters and the 3-3 stack, you know, provides so – it requires so much preparation. We've been preparing for it since the spring. Our O-line literally has been going against the fronts since the spring, summer, and fall camp. We have not prepared – if we try to prepare for this thing in a week, hey, you know, good luck. You know what I'm saying? And offensively, they don't get enough credit. You know, they do a lot of squeeze, cluster, bunch run game where, you know, what we call 11-man fits, right, where every gap has got to be accounted for because they're using receivers – because the receivers are physical. It's Big Ten football, right? They're not going to pull their tight ends and pull their receivers to block and create an edge. It's tight ends. It's receivers involved in the run game. It's not just, hey, a 10, 11 personnel run game. You're going to deal with 12 personnel, 13 personnel. But also, even when you're in 11, condensed sets to where they show you an 11 personnel picture, but post-snap, it becomes a 13-personnel grouping, which means all of a sudden the run fits are different for our backers, the run fits are different for our safeties, and then they lure you to sleep with that, and then they take shots down the field. You know, people think that they're not aggressive offense. They're aggressive. They're not fooling us. They're going to come out, and the thing about Matt Rhule, he does such a great job of. I got a tremendous amount of respect for Matt. Got a chance to know him a little bit through the coaching ranks, and I've had two guys that he hired from me when I was a D3 coach. I'm not salty about it or anything, but he hired him from me at Baylor. And so I got to know what he was doing pretty well there, but I appreciate you, Matt. You know, he is aggressive in looking for a fake. You know, he ran a fake field goal last year on Louisiana Tech. You know, they've run reverses in their offense. Like, they are not just a conservative Big Ten outfit. They are going to – mark my words, Miner fans, you're going to see some type of fake. So we got to have great eyes. And I feel like, you know, it could come on their punt. Yeah, on the punt unit, I feel like we got to really look for that. Because I think on their punt unit, I can just tell they've got some things where it's like, hey, this could be a fake, that could be a fake. You got to have discipline, great eyes. And heck, it's a game one, John. Game ones, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And game ones, you got to be prepared for it all. So that's the hardest part about no matter who you play, game one, you don't know what that coordinator, what that head coach has been studying all offseason and the new, you know, shiny toy he wants to go try out, right? So that's the chess piece that you love.
You know, you talked about opportunity. As much as anything, it is an opportunity for the Miners to do something 100%. That probably very few people outside of that locker room believe is possible on Saturday.
There's no question. And that's all that matters is that our kids believe. And that's the thing that I love about our staff, our players. You know, they legitimately believe we can win this game. Now, it's gonna take all the above. We're going to have to not only believe, we're going to have to execute, we're going to have to play hard, we're going to have to play physical. But what a great test it is for us to go on the road in a hostile environment, to go against a Big Ten opponent, and to find out where we're at physically and mentally. And I can't wait for that opportunity. But we're going to go play to win every game. And we've prepared to win. We've put in the same amount of time that we're going to put in for Southern Utah next week in every single opponent. And I'm very proud of our kids in preparation. We're still not even close to being done yet. Thursday's a big day tomorrow. Friday's a big day. But we are certainly excited for the challenge and opportunity to go play the Huskers.
Scotty, I speak for all of El Paso. We are thrilled to have you and Callie and the boys and your entire staff and team with us and ready to go in 2024. We wish you all the best. And we're going to have fun doing this each and every week. But first and foremost, best of luck Saturday. Have some fun up in Nebraska.
Hey, no doubt, John. Thank you. I'm excited to share this coach's show with you, man. All year, excited to work with you. And I want to thank the city of El Paso and UTEP Gym Center Administration for giving me this opportunity. And I promise you, we're going to fight every single day to give you a program that you're proud of. And we're going to fight for that respect every day. So God bless you, and I appreciate you.
Remember, we'll have your complete coverage starting at 12:30 on our sister station, 95.5 FM, KLAQ. From Lincoln, Nebraska, the Miners and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nice. Thank you so much for joining us our debut show. We'll talk to you from Lincoln on Saturday. We'll see you a week from tonight over at Border City Ale House on Lee Trevino on another edition of UTEP Football with Scotty Walden.